Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Here we go, getting underway with the most heavily commuted, not to mention most heavily congested hour of the Bobby Mack Electric Radio program with yours truly, the attack dog of the right, the bombastic loud mouth of the South, the president of Insensitivity University, where we specialize in non-politically correct studies. Great to have you along, and as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. Here is how you join me. Just grab your phone, use the Ingalls Advantage talk line, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307. And my email address, bob@1063word.com. As if we needed any more evidence of the invalidity. Is that a word? Well, it is now. The inaccuracy of polling data. This from Breitbart today. A recent poll from Public Policy Polling showed U.S. women's national soccer team co-captain Megan Rapinoe defeating President Trump in a hypothetical 2020 presidential matchup. Rapinoe 42%, Trump 41%. By popular demand, Public Policy Polling tested how Rapinoe versus Trump match would shake out, and she won. Right. Yeah. Okay. Thanks a lot. That was a waste of time and effort. Meantime, you may remember, what was that, last week? Maybe as far back as 10 days ago, hard to remember now, Storm Area 51 movement started to generate some traction on social media. Well, an expert and an author about Area 51 said the U.S. military will never let civilians anywhere near the top secret site after the Storm Area 51 movement went viral on Facebook. Do they not realize they have signs up that it is a restricted area and that deadly force is authorized? Do they even understand what that language means? It means, of course, they can and will shoot you until you are dead. 1 million. This country is doomed. 1 million Facebook users have now responded. Yeah, I'd go to a Facebook event scheduled for September 20th at 3 in the morning with the creator, right, the creator of the event, not the creator, writing, well, they can't stop all of us. No, but they can stop enough to, what's the word I'm looking for? De-incentivize the rest. What? Referencing a Japanese comic character known for his speed, the event description said, if we Naruto run, we can move faster than their bullets. You want to put some money on that? The description ending, let's see them aliens. Is that proper English, Moneypenny? It is? Okay, good. Let's see them aliens. This is rich. The social media campaign made national headlines as it grew last week, forcing the Air Force, which runs the installation, to respond and caution UFO enthusiasts against traveling to the area. Quote, Area 51 is an open training range for the U.S. Air Force. We would discourage anyone from trying to come into the area where we train American armed forces. The U.S. Air Force always stands ready to protect America and its assets, said spokeswoman Laura McAndrews, talking to the Washington Compost. That's Mark Levin. Must have God, I love that name. Responding money on today on Fox and Friends, Annie Jacobson, author of Area 51, An Uncensored History of America's Top Secret Military Base, dismissed the idea that civilians could get close to the facility. She explained the classified military facility is housed inside a classified testing and training range, which is the size of the state of Connecticut. That base is so jealously guarded, both in terms of media and in terms of actual physicality, I don't think the Air Force or any of the other military partners or intelligence community partners that are all working out there at Area 51 are going to let anybody anywhere near the entrance. Area 51, commonly referred to as Groom Lake, Nevada, run by the Air Force, whose operations are highly classified. It has been linked to alien conspiracy theories since the testing of a spy plane in 1955, that would be the U-2, in which the Central Intelligence Agency first shed light on the military detachment. So, yeah, they can't shoot all of us. No, but they can shoot enough to make sure that the others are heading for the Las Vegas Strip at a Naruto run speed, to quote this guy. In on the text line, Bobby, if they do make a run, that's fine. It's simply survival of the fittest. All participants get their own Darwin Award. There you go. It's like the old joke about outrunning the alligator, right? You don't have to outrun the gator. You just have to outrun the guy next to you. Bobby, if storming Area 51 becomes an exercise in Darwinism, I'm bringing the popcorn. There you go. Bobby, if they're running from my bullet, they will just die tired. Richard from Taylor's. Bobby, I got $100 on my deuce. There you go. Bobby, people who want to storm Area 51 should realize the guards are heavily armed and well-trained, possibly former special ops, and they brook no foolishness. Bobby, they can't stop all of us was Hitler's plan from way back in out of range. Yeah, true. Bobby, Rapinoe versus Trump, they polled all Democrats and the dead. Gotcha. Bobby, you do realize the Area 51 thing is a joke, right? Yeah, I do. The question in my mind is all these 1 million people that have endorsed this so-called project saying, yeah, oh, yeah, I'm going. Area 51, boy, yeah, we gonna see them aliens.
Oh, there's so many memes going around. So many famous people memes.
Yeah.
Like Will Smith. There's one that says, I've already beat the aliens once. I'm going. You know, stuff like that.
Right. Classic. Just, you know, look, hot town, summer in the city. Tempers are running high. we can't have any other source of amusement. What the heck? Let's storm Area 51. And if we get lucky, get to 52.
It gives a new line to the meaning behind, take me to your leader.
That's it. Yeah. Take my body to your... Take my bullet-riddled body. Quarter after five here on the Bobby Mac Show. Take a quick break here. Creepy Uncle Joe, Sleepy Joe, he keeps rumbling, bumbling, stumbling through his campaign, which may now, I mean, I've been speculating since he announced You know, would he even make it to Labor Day? Some questions now beginning to surface in the media about the longevity of creepy Uncle Joe's candidacy. This cannot be good. Be right back. Not good for him.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back. Great to have you along. 522 here on the Bobby Mac Show. We're just minutes away from today's edition of Yes or BS. So stand by and we'll play that momentarily. Bobby, anybody that doesn't live in this country, please leave. Just go to the country that best suits you and try to change things there. Yeah, Venezuela's wide open. Somebody says Rapino. Is that the right pronunciation? For the women's soccer co-captain, Rapinoe. Yeah, this says Rapinoe. Well, she knows who she is. Who cares? Bobby, according to the anti-Trumpers, has Trump ever said anything that was not racist? And as for Tim Scott, where was his concern when all the vulgarity was tossed at Trump? Yeah, repeating the other day, we're going to impeach the MF-er. Bobby, anybody who is surprised at Senator Tim Scott's behavior has either forgotten or never knew about his close association with disgraced former Speaker of the House, Bobby Harrell. Birds of a feather flocking together. I'm trying to make some sense of some of these in here. Bobby, read Donald Trump's full text. Yeah, I have. Has nothing to do with racism. It tells him to go back and fix problems where they came from and then come back here and show us how to do it. Bobby, I'm from Louisiana. This is where the Skeeters dropped me, and here I stayed. I gotcha. They are big. So as I mentioned before we went to the break, this is from NewsTarget.com. Biden planning to drop out of 2020 presidential race due to health concerns. The world-famous health concerns. Former VP Joe Biden planning to drop out of the 2020 presidential race due to health concerns, according to InfoWars. They say they have the information on good authority. During a weekend broadcast, they played a number of recent clips of Biden on the campaign trail, in which he appears confused, dazed, and unable to properly enunciate his words. It sounds like the same thing we played on Friday. Biden is privately complaining to staff and security, including his Secret Service detail, he is 76, he's slurring his words, he's had memory problems, even having coughing fits, similar to those experienced by Hillary. If Biden managed to persuade enough Americans to vote for him, he would on Inauguration Day in 2021 be the oldest person ever to hold the office of presidency. Supposedly is looking for a way to gracefully exit the campaign, and that would be blaming it on health concerns. Well, we'll see. This kind of stuff floats around from time to time in cyberspace, but I'll be surprised if he is still around after Labor Day. Well, look, you know, Biden is old school. He's the old Democrats, and he's not exactly the face of the new communist Democrat Party that is out there. Is Annie back yet, Mighty Penny? Okay, well, we'll push back Yes or BS to the other side of the newscast then. Today, a big anniversary, July 15th. 40 years ago today, Jimmy Carter, the erstwhile peanut farmer, gave one of the worst speeches in American presidential history. Quinn Hillier, writing about this today at the Washington Examiner, reading it again, he writes, "I'm surprised to see the notorious malaise speech is even worse than I remember." I reference the malaise speech from time to time, and I recognize that there are a lot of people that have no idea what I'm talking about. But it was bad. The country was in bad shape. Inflation was through the roof. The economy was in the tank. And so what did President Jimmy Carter do? He blamed the American people. It was Ted Kennedy and Ronald Reagan, not Carter himself, who used the word malaise to describe the supposed problem on which President Carter focused in his speech. The official title of the speech, Crisis of Confidence, was bad. Still worse was the way Carter described America and the government-centric solutions he offered for the nation's alleged ills. Quote, "The true problems of our nation are deeper than gasoline lines or energy shortages, deeper even than inflation or recession." After quoting a series of ordinary people, Carter continued, "All the legislation in the world can't fix what's wrong with America. The threat is nearly invisible in ordinary ways. It is a crisis of confidence. It is a crisis that strikes at the very heart and soul and spirit of our national will. We can see this crisis in the growing doubt about the meaning of our own lives and in the loss of a unity of purpose for our nation. The erosion of our confidence in the future is the social and political fabric of America." Later, Carter went on to describe the emptiness of lives which have no confidence or purpose. Americans just love their president, you know, preaching, telling them what's wrong with them. Carter's theme about Americans having no confidence was, amazingly enough, not even the worst part of the speech. The worst involved his proposed solutions. For Carter, the soul crisis and the then-ongoing energy crisis seemed inextricably linked. He devoted a full third of the speech to solving our energy problems, and his solutions were monumentally statist. First, he pledged that America would never ever, would never ever use more foreign oil than it had used in 1977. How? By using presidential authority to set an import quota. Apparently, Carter thought the way to control shortages and rising prices is to further restrict supply, at least in the short term. Of course, he promised in the long term to produce domestic energy to replace the reduced imports. How? By the most massive peacetime commitment of funds and resources in our nation's history to develop America's own alternative sources of fuels. This all sound familiar? Naturally, all of this would be managed either by the federal government or by a quasi-governmental industry, an energy security corporation, which will issue up to $5 billion in energy bonds. Then we'd have a solar bank. He also proposed an energy mobilization board to cut through government's red tape so that refineries and pipelines could be built faster by the very companies that no longer can use profits to invest in the pipelines and refineries, because those profits would now be subjected to a windfall tax. Voters wisely opted against all of this and instead sacrificed Jimmy Carter himself in the next presidential election. His successor, Ronald Reagan, let the market set energy prices, and guess what? It worked. The oil shortage became an energy glut. We have never had an energy crisis since. Funny how their solutions in the 70s and today seem to be remarkably similar. 5:30 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Annie's next in the news center. And then on the other side, I am joined by Miss Moneypenny and Little Annie for today's edition of Yes or BS.
Rock on, brother.
Little Stones in the background. They're back out on tour again, right? And Mick Jagger with his new heart valve or whatever, heart valve replacement, still rocking and rolling. 5:38 now, 22 before 6 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Yes or BS is coming up. First of all, let me catch up with the text line, 71307. Bob, about the anniversary of Jimmy Carter and his malaise speech, the only buzzword Carter overlooked in his energy plan was czar. There was a mini documentary about Ronald Reagan. There was, I think it was on One America News Network last night, and I caught part of it. And it was about Reagan and his sense of humor. And it showed one excerpt where Reagan was making a speech, because you have to remember, inflation was through the roof, the economy was in the tank, there were gas lines, it varied from state to state. In some states, if your license plate ended with an even number, you got gas on one day of the week, and if it was on an odd number, you got gas on the opposite days. Anyway, it was a mess. And everybody was horribly depressed. And then here comes Jimmy Carter with his malaise speech, essentially blaming the American people. And so Reagan on the campaign trail was saying a recession is when your neighbor loses his job. A depression is when you lose your job. And a recovery is when Jimmy Carter loses his job.
You can't make that stuff up.
It was too funny. It was too funny. 20 before 6 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Okay, we all set now? We're ready to go. Everybody is prepared and in place. Okay, here we go with today's edition.
And now it's time for Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Or BS.
It's just an endless cycle of bullshit.
Yeah, is it ever? Okay, yes or BS for today. Ready to go, Miss Moneypenny?
Yes.
Okay, little Annie in the news center.
Yes.
Okay. you're welcome to play along wherever you may be, either in the confines of your home or as you commute vehicularly. Is that a word? Well, it is now. I give you a statement and you decide, yes, it's true, or I don't think so. No, it's BS. All right. Yeah. Today's category, celebrities with their own Barbie dolls. A David Bowie Barbie doll came out last week for the 50th anniversary of Space Oddity. You have to guess if these other celebrities have an official Barbie doll or not. All set, ladies?
Yes.
Yep. Here we go. Number one, Beyonce. Beyonce have an official Barbie doll or no? Miss Moneypenny?
BS.
Miss Moneypenny says BS. Little Annie says
BS.
Well, I'm sorry to tell you, you are
wrong.
Beyonce does have an official Barbie doll. Has had one, in fact, since 2005.
Boo.
All right, here we go. Number two on the list, Kim Kardashian. Now, you would think, but I don't know, you tell me, Kim Kardashian have her own Barbie doll? Little Annie, we'll begin with you this time. Is it yes or is it BS?
I don't think they could get those proportions. BS.
Still working on the mold for that one. Miss Moneypenny?
I'm going to go with NBS.
Yeah, you are correct on this one.
Yay!
They haven't done a Kim Kardashian doll yet. Earlier this year, she tweeted that a deal was in place, but sadly, it fell through. All right. How about the king of rock and roll?
Thank you very much.
Elvis. Elvis have his own Barbie doll?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, you're right. In fact, not just one Elvis Barbie doll.
Don't you have like three?
Eight.
What?
Okay.
Eight different Elvis dolls. First one was in first Elvis Barbie, 1997.
Wow.
Next on the list, Katy Perry. She have her own Barbie doll. What say you, Miss Moneypenny?
Yes.
And little Annie in the news center?
Yes.
And you both would be correct again, yeah. Katy Perry Barbie doll came out in 2011. And finally on our list, Presidents Trump and Obama both have official Barbie dolls. Yes or BS?
Oh, I'll say BS. I'll go first.
I'm going to say BS also.
Yeah, you ladies are unflappable today and unfoolable.
Yay!
Neither President Trump nor President Obama have a Barbie. Mattel actually did do a female President Barbie doll for the last election. They did one in 2012. There was a George Washington Barbie in 1997, but sad to say, it did not really resemble our nation's founding father. It was basically Barbie in a Halloween costume. So good work, ladies. You did very well today. A few more celebrities with Barbies, by the way, if you were wondering, include Marilyn Monroe. Wait a second. If they can do Marilyn Monroe, couldn't they do Kim Kardashian?
Marilyn was a little more hourglass.
Yeah.
Kim Kardashian, she'd break in half.
Cher LaPierre has her own Barbie doll. Heidi Klum has a Barbie doll.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Nicki Minaj also has one. Huh. Diana Ross, lady doesn't sing the blues because she has her own Barbie doll. And the chairman of the board, old Blue Eyes, Frank Sinatra, also has his own Barbie doll.
Cool.
Yeah. So there we are. There is today's Yes or BS. Hope you did well out there playing along at home. And congratulations, ladies. Well done today. Quarter before six here on the Bobby Mac Show. Right back on the other side here on Monday. Well, I certainly hope so.
Is this not why you are here?
Well, entertained and informed along the way as well. 5:50, 10 before 6 here on the Bobby Mac Show on Monday. In on the text line. Bobby, I love this game, but please make the answers easy enough to keep the ladies yelling, yes, yes. Bobby, thank you for the birthday email yesterday. We are 58 years young from Ron. Yeah, we send out a birthday email when you have one. Bobby, this is like paraphrasing you, Moneypenny, during the break. If Nicki Minaj has a Barbie doll, flip the mold over, turn it around, and you'll have Kim Kardashian. For once, I am going to err on the side of leaving that one completely alone. Bobby, the only buzzword Jimmy Carter overlooked in his energy plan was czar. Yeah, but they eventually worked their way around to that. Bobby, Carter blamed the American people. Isn't that what Obama did? Albeit he was only blaming conservatives. It's amazing how history is left to the writers of the books. Bobby, Jimmy Carter's always been a socialist SOB. Bobby, plain and simple, Joe Biden is an idiot. Yeah, I'm pretty much in agreement with that. Bobby, isn't that the same thing Henry did? Word slaughter, sword and couldn't talk? Oh, Hillary did, yeah. Come on, Joe. Don't quit on us, Joe. Bobby, like little Lindsay or not, he is light years more insightful than Tim Scott. Bobby, about Area 51, we came, we saw, we saw nothing. We died. Another bad idea gone awry. Who knew Heaven's Gate was still around? Oh, yeah, remember that, all the suicides and the asteroid. Bobby, hope all the Area 51 storm seekers Pack an extra set of underwear. One A-10 warthog laying down a bead of 30-millimeter rounds in front of them might have them changing out their undies. Certainly could change their frame of mind. Bobby, Chuck Norris said he was going to Area 51. This just in, aliens have all fled. Hey, Bobby, there's got to be a way to turn a profit here in this deal. They should make the Area 51 thing a pay-per-view event. I'd actually tune in and pay to see that. Although it probably lasts about 7 seconds. Bobby, your faithful millennial TJ from Spartanburg here. There are absolutely no aliens left on Earth. They're all scared of being fondled by creepy Uncle Joe. Bobby, I think you should stop discouraging them. I think Antifa should give it a go at Area 51. Yeah. Bob, if Area 51 is so heavily guarded, let's put the guards on our border. Just an idea from Nicole. Thank you. Bobby, the the military only has to shoot enough to make the pile of dead and dying too tall and slippery to climb over. I'm thinking 4 A-10 warthogs should be enough. More than enough. Bobby, we should tell all the progressives Area 51 is where we keep the proof that Trump colluded with the aliens. Yeah, that could have an unpleasant outcome. Bob, Tim Scott is running his ugly mouth about Trump. He really needs to go. Bobby, I thought we'd already clarified. All the aliens are in the basement refrigerators at Wright-Patt in Ohio. Yeah, pretty much. Bobby, if they do make the run, that's fine. It's simply survival of the fittest. Yeah. Literally, or maybe it should be even the fastest. Bobby, these folks should be aware of the fact them boys at Skunk Works are itching to try their new toys. Yeah. Laser beams, who knows what. Bobby, word to the wise here. There's only one road into Area 51, you alien-hunting morons. They will see you coming 300 miles off.
What a maroon. What an ignoramus.
Yeah. Geez, just the thought is delicious, though. Jeff is along this afternoon. He's in Taylor's. Hey, Jeff, I got about a minute.
Bob, you did a little Southeast Asian vacation. A couple of those guns hanging from those door gunners on those Hueys ought to take care of all that. The belt-driven ones.
Yes.
That should take care of all the Area 51 people.
Yeah, you know, you get a few belt-fed weapons facing these individuals, and it could result in, what's the phrase I'm thinking of? Oh, yeah, attitude adjustment.
Absolutely. Well, yeah. What I told you about is, you know, those women, I don't care what color they are, what race they are, that means nothing to me. Their policies, what's coming out of their mouth is speech of fools.
Well, absolutely. You know, but
elected them.
Sure, and I agree, Jeff, but that is, of course, their default position. They immediately are going to revert to racism. Thank you, Jeff. I appreciate it. Yeah, the Fab Four had a news conference this afternoon. We'll see if we can pull some of the audio from that from you. That should be entertaining. Stand by because the bonus hour is still ahead here on the Monday edition of the Bobby Mac Show.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.